Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect Lamb. The word of God that engages us this evening is from the prophecy of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 6. Familiar words. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In the name of Jesus. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Asks that well-known, much-loved spiritual. It's a hymn that makes you turn to the person beside you or tap the person in front of you on the shoulder and ask, were you there? Were you there? Were you there? Well, no and yes. To be sure, we were not there in the same way that Pontius Pilate was there as he played the postmodernist card, wondering if absolute truth could ever really exist while he wimpishly washed his hands of Jesus even against the panicked advice of his wife. And we were not there in the same way as Simon Peter, whose once proud huffing and puffing could not bluff his way through piercing questions. Do you know this man? Aren't you one of his followers? And we weren't there to see the soul-searching, soul-reaching look from Jesus' eyes as he drenched the cowardly denier with his love. We were not there like those folks, not there in the flesh, so to speak. But then again, yes, we were there. As we look into the faces of those who were there, those whose lives and words and actions were captured by the sacred scriptures, the Word of God, we realize we were there. As you and I read, as we hear the Word of God, we come to see ourselves just as if we were looking into a mirror. And you know how mirrors go. The mirror reflects what's in front of it. When we stand before the mirror of God's word, we see the sinners, the lawbreakers, those whose words and attitudes and life decisions reflect pride and rebellion against God. We see people who easily, quickly wash their hands of Jesus by oftentimes refusing to face the truth, content to live with their own make-believe myths that can change with the times or the situations. It depends what year it is. When we stand before the mirror of God's word, we see the sinners, the lawbreakers, people who sing, mit gusto, stand up for Jesus, but who will deny him by their words and actions whenever they really have to stand up for him and speak up for him. And we see people who deny they actually believe his word about the sanctity of human life, or being obedient to parents and those in authority, or people who deny what he says about the place and the boundaries of sexuality, because, you know, that is just so old-fashioned. When we stand before the mirror of God's word, we realize that indeed we were there when the Lord Jesus was crucified. When we hear from that word that the holy, sinless Jesus carried sins upon himself, we are confronted with the bare naked truth about those sins. They weren't just somebody else's. They were mine. They were yours. They are mine. They are yours. All we like sheep have gone astray. Boy, Isaiah minces no words as he describes the nature of our going astray. Just a little further on, chapter 59 of his prophecy, Isaiah is so bold as to put that mirror squarely in front of each and every one of us. As he writes, as he speaks these words, your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you. Your hands are stained with blood, your fingers with guilt. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue mutters wicked things. No one calls for justice. No one pleads his case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments and speak lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have turned them into crooked roads. Our offenses are ever with us. Rebellion and treachery against the Lord. Turning our backs, fomenting oppression, revolt. That is not a picture someone has painted. That is the reflection in the mirror. And if you are having trouble seeing and believing what you're seeing and what you're hearing, well then, look again and hear again. Words that come from Jesus' lips, as Matthew records them in his Gospel, chapter 15, when Jesus says, out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. This is not someone else. This is me. The Word of God reflects us sinners, astray goers. It convicts, it condemns us. And though you and I like to run and hide for the dark corners like cockroaches hit with light in the middle of the night, we can't run and we can't hide from the searing truth of God's Word and what it reflects. All we like sheep. But that word also reflects sinners like us, me and you, covered from head to toe in a resplendent, beautiful righteousness that is surely not our own and not our own doing. It shows us a righteousness that belongs to the one who hangs and bleeds and dies upon a cross. The one who is without sin, yet carrying it, all of it, mine and yours. The Lord God laid it upon Jesus, the sinless holy Lamb. It's in the mirror of God's Word that reflects the suffering, the agony, the God-forsakenness, the death of Jesus for our sins. And the Word of God holds nothing back. All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned unto his own way. But the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. It's reflected in the mirror. The crown of thorns, the whip, the purple robe of mockery, the cross upon which the Prince of Glory died. He died for me. He died for you. He died for all. It's all reflected in the mirror of God's Word. The Holy Spirit uses these days of our Lenten journey, these days with God's Word, to draw us to the cross and to the Christ, that we might confess our sins, that we might own up to our horrible rebellion and face squarely the judgment of Almighty God. And lest we fail to hear this, let us hear it again. Six short words that are to the point. The soul that sins shall die. And the Spirit uses these Lenten days with God's Word to draw not only us as broken sinners to the cross, but also to His beloved Son, that in faith we might, in gazing upon Him, know that all of our sins, you need to hear this, not a one of your shameful deeds, thoughts, words, not a one has been left out. Christ died for them all. His blood cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Brothers and sisters, we're loved with a passion we cannot begin to fathom. It's all reflected in the mirror of God's Word. All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned unto his own way. But the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. It's what the mirror reflects. And it is truth. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand to confess our faith.